What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Graham Campbell.
Through the middle of January, Granville's Bryn Dew Mansion is accepting submissions for their annual art show.
I am Tara Gordon with the Bryn Dew Mansion. I am their program and promotions coordinator. And all submissions are done online through our website, bryndew.com. And we've had artists from as far away as Hawaii submit art pieces. So it's very exciting. We also have the local folks in Central Ohio. Still lots of Ohio artists there. And everything, like I said, from amateur to experienced.
How does it go from submission to exhibition?
Sure. We are a juried show. And this year, our juror is Ken Emmerich. And Ken Emmerich was part of Ohio Arts Council for 30-some years. And now he's been kind enough to be our juror for us this year. So we're pretty excited to have his experience as part of the show.
Is there a scoring, or how does that work?
Yes. There is a scoring that he does through our online submissions, and he'll go through and look at every piece and decide what meets and does not meet his criteria.
Okay. What's the next step after the evaluation process?
Yes, we will reach out to the artists and let them know if they have been accepted. And then they will set a time we have a time set aside where they will bring their art, or they can even ship it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the art show started back in 2005 during Granville's bicentennial. This will be our 19th annual year, and it has grown significantly, and we're pretty proud of it. It's becoming quickly known as one of the most prestigious shows in Central Ohio. We had over 722 submissions last year with 86 art pieces accepted from 78 different artists. And a lot of our art pieces are for sale too. 90% of them are for sale. So if people are coming to look, they can also buy in some cases.
And really the focus shifts from the submission process to the exhibition process. And that starts in March. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. We have a private party for our artists and our sponsors that will be on the 2nd, and then we are open March 3rd through 25th through to the public.
Uh-huh. And people can come and stroll through the mansion and see the art, and will there be other activities going on that they can be a part of?
Yes. So this is the exciting part about our art show is it's not just a place where you can come in and look at the art, but you can actually take part in art as well. So we have some community projects. We're really excited about a couple of them this year. One is a postcard exchange for community members, which is going to be really fun because we're going to have inspirational postcards and envelopes, and our postcards are designed by one of our artists at our art center, mm-hmm. Michelle Borio. And you can go in and you can color these postcards, you can write something inspirational on them, and you can stick them into an envelope. Inside the envelope is something that someone else has already written or drawn on. So it's kind of a community exchange. So mm-hmm. That's one fun part. What I'm really excited about is we are partnering with Boys and Girls Club, and we are creating a quilt. And you can come in and help create the quilt. You can come design. The overall design is going to be designed with one of our artists and the Boys and Girls Club. But you can come in, you can write and draw on a quilt square, you can pin it up on our cork board. Ideally, at the end of the art show, the cork board is filled with what the quilt will look like. Our artist will then take the quilt, sew it together, and we will present it to the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes.
How exciting. What are the hours when the public can come and see?
Sure. We are open. I'm going to splurt out these hours. They're kind of sporadic in some way. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, we are open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, we are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, noon to 4, and we are closed on Mondays.
Is there a cost to see the art?
That is the fantastic part. Because we have wonderful sponsors, it is free and open to public.
Okay. If somebody gets the bug, the art bug, are there other ways that they can do or be involved in art stuff at the mansion?
I am glad you ask. Yes, we have the Bryn Dew Art Center, and we have classes year-round. They can head to bryndew.com and sign up for many different art classes from youth to adult.
Okay. And if somebody wanted more information about the process or the participating artists or events that are scheduled in March, is there some place online they can go look?
Sure. They can go to brendu.com or they can always call the mansion as well.
For the WCLT Radio Group, I'm Graham Campbell.